Now, the notion of seasonal allergic rhinitis is something which might not put the fear of whatever into your good self unless you actually start thinking about hay fever. And it is something which does affect a whole heap of folk. In fact, approximately one in four people in the United Kingdom actually have hay fever and symptoms relating to that. To hopefully sort of address this, we actually decided to call upon a legend, a genuine legend of the medical profession, a gentleman who started off in 1976, did a year as a single-handed medical officer, and Tristan de Cunha. We, of course, welcome the fantastic individual who is Dr. Hilary Jones. Dr. Hilary, how are you?
I'm well, Alex, and thanks for the big build-up.
It's you're part of TVAM and Steve Wright in the afternoon. You are the essential go-to person, in a sense, in every sense of the word, and we're delighted you're able to join us on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
Now, share with us this whole thing about hay fever. Is it getting worse?
To a large extent, it is, for many reasons, but one in four people may get some symptoms at some stage during the season when there's lots of grass pollen, tree pollen, molds, spores, weeds in the atmosphere, and it does seem to be getting more common. The seasons are getting a bit longer because of global warming having an effect, and it does seem that pollutants in the atmosphere, diesel particulates and other things, smoking and other pollutants, as I say, are having an add-on effect.
Often underestimated and consequently undertreated. Is it a British thing that people say, oh, it's just hay fever, just get over it? I mean, are we seeing that more and more people are acknowledging that it's more than just something that might affect summer exams?
Well, of course, because the allergens are airborne, they get into the nose, they get into the eyes, they can cause an itchy throat, sneezing, and in some people, asthma as well. So it can affect quite a few parts of the body and cause a range of symptoms, and that's why it's often undertreated. A lot of people who don't suffer don't really understand that it can affect your concentration, it can affect your sleeping patterns, it can affect the results of school examinations, sporting performance as well. And many people will maybe have eye drops or nasal sprays, but there's no doubt that 70% of people with moderate to severe seasonal allergic rhinitis or hay fever are using at least two different medications and still not getting the results they need. The good news is that there is a new formulation that's just been made available on the market, which they'll, I think, be very interested in.
Could this possibly be Dymista, by any chance?
It is. It's called Dymista, and it combines two different things. An antihistamine nasal spray, which people will find interesting because usually antihistamines are taken orally in tablet or syrup form, and a very mild corticosteroid, which when combined together give much better and quicker results than taking either of those two products alone.
Now, you mentioned obviously the corticosteroids there. Is that something which budding athletes would need to worry about in terms of hay fever and various other things? Because obviously it's clearly one of those areas where people say, oh, I can't do that. It's got all sorts of impacts on me.
Well, because it's an inhaled nasal formulation, the dosage is extremely low. And provided the athletes can show that they do suffer from hay fever, which is not difficult to do, then it's not a banned substance in any way. It doesn't have any athletic boosting properties. It only affects the cells lining the nose that swell up and release chemicals that cause the inflammation that leads to a blocked nose or a runny nose. So it's perfectly all right for athletes to use. It's very safe. It doesn't cause the drowsiness that some antihistamines can cause. So it's effective, it's quick, and the side effect profile is extremely favourable. Very few side effects reported, and in fact no more than you would get from using a steroid spray alone.
Which is obviously a nice thing. Now, my old chemistry background always appeals when I see things like azelastine hydrochloride and fluticasone propionate.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd drop it in there and work through that. But in terms of that, as a GP, as obviously a premier sort of GP, is this something where you think actually this does work? Because oft times we hear so often, and I know it's a different issue with respect to general prescriptions, that we shouldn't actually sort of be prescribing antibiotics. Is this something which, again, you think actually, well, it does the job and it actually does cure a whole range or certainly assists in the treatment of hay fever?
Oh, very much so. The trials that have been done have included 4,000 patients comparing this new formulation, Dymista, to the ingredients used alone. And not only is it twice as effective than using either alone alone. It works more quickly and has, you know, as I say, a very good safety profile. So I think for many people with moderate to severe hay fever, they will be thrilled to know that here's a new product that they can use on prescription from their doctor that will, in about one in six cases, as good as cure their symptoms in less than a week. Now, that's a big statement to make, but it's one that the trials have shown that they can make. And I think that a lot of people will be coming to see their doctor for the first time in years saying, I've heard about something new. Would it be something that I could try? And I'm sure the doctors will, having looked at the trial results, say, yes, let's try that for you and see if we can cure your symptoms quickly.
I'm sure there are many of our students at the University of Lincoln who'd be particularly delighted in terms of that, particularly with the exam season coming up. So good news as far as that's concerned. Sure. Just almost a final question. Can dust also have an impact in terms of hay fever-like sufferers and such like?
Well, hay fever itself is a term that's restricted to allergens in pollen.
Yes.
And from flowering grasses and trees, molds, weeds. In fact, people can have similar reactions to dust, house dust mite, to pet dander, and other things. But that's, we don't really call that seasonal allergic rhinitis.
Well, no.
We call that perennial, which
yeah.
is all year round. And that can be just as bad, but those people can get hay fever in the summer, and their symptoms can get worse because of the additional effect of the allergens from pollen.
See, and that is why, Dr. Hilary Jones, you are the top GP in broadcast as far as the UK is actually concerned.
We've
got
nice.
Two critical questions to sort of throw at you. First and foremost, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut with us on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition this morning?
Absolutely brilliant. Yes, a good start to the day, and a very good and timely piece of information for millions of hay fever sufferers, because you just look at the trees, they're all coming out in leaf now. There's going to be lots of grass pollen being shed into the atmosphere today after this warm weather we've had at the Bank Holiday weekend following a period of lots of rain, so it's going to be a bad season for hay fever sufferers.
Indeed. So the next crucial question is, can we hopefully look forward to maybe featuring you again in the not too distant future
I'd
and keep
delighted.
Us updated in terms of how things are going?
Absolutely, I'd be delighted.
Dr. Hilary Jones, many thanks indeed.
Thanks, Alex.